Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Let's talk about that Audioboom mobile app for a second. If you're a producer, you can record using the app and even edit the recording and file your audio on location. And that way your clips can be instantly heard by your fans and your followers on social media too. Now, if you're not a producer, the app is still great. The daily download feature automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning. That way you can listen to your favorite programs, like this one, offline, for example, on your commute. It has been a week of measurement and metrics. We received a torrent of new reports about streaming audio from Nielsen, Triton Digital, Morgan Stanley, and Deloitte. More about that in a few seconds. I also want to tell you about a free Rain webinar on Tuesday, January 27th. It's called The Streaming Audio Marketplace, and it's a strategic overview of online audio advertising. There's a white paper, too. That'll be available right after the webinar. Registrations are streaming in. See what I did there? And virtual seating is limited. That's not just a line. It's actually true that we might run out of space. So register now. Go to rainnews.com and click Rain Reports. All right, back to all the knowledge we received this week. First, Nielsen released its 2014 U.S. Music Report. And here's the headline. The amount of on-demand streaming music the U.S. listened to in 2014 increased a whopping 55% from the previous year, clocking in at just under 164 billion streams. You should let that sink in, a 55% increase in streaming music over 2013. And that is only on-demand listening, so it does not include Pandora, for example, or any of the thousands of pure-play internet radio stations. Streaming is taking over fast. Next, Triton Digital came out with its monthly Webcast Metrics Top 20 Ranker. It measures and ranks the internet and broadcast platforms which did the most streaming audio activity. And this report was for October, and it showed that webcast listening across the 20 biggest properties rose 1% from the previous month. The more dramatic view is the comparison to October of the year before, and there it's a 12% gain. Pandora rose 17% in streaming activity during that year, but the year-over-year winner is a radio group, Townsquare Media, for the webcasts of its radio stations. Consulting firm Deloitte released a study which assesses and predicts how the millennial generation, which is deeply immersed in digital lifestyles, consumes media. Deloitte discovered that music consumption ranks second behind pay TV with its big monthly bills and ahead of computer games, movies, and other categories. Drilling into the specifics of music consumption, Deloitte's survey found that its young respondents will spend $125 each on music this year. Aha, you might think. That is almost exactly 1 year of a $10 per month music subscription to Spotify or Rhapsody. Well, that's true, but not exactly pertinent, as Deloitte observed that $100 of that money will go to concert tickets, leaving a precious $25 a year for files and streaming and other forms of recorded music. Well, that makes sense, since we know that most people choose free streaming over paid streaming, and they listen to commercials which pay for the service. On-demand music service Ardio made a big announcement. It is launching its service to listeners in India, becoming the first multinational music platform to do so. India has several endemic music streaming services which specialize in that market's most popular genre, which is Bollywood music. Ardio prepared for this incursion by gobbling up one of those services, called Dingana, last March. Ardio now plays in over 60 countries, and CEO Anthony Bay recently said he expects to approach 100 territories by the end of this year. There's a new podcast in town, and it's produced by the social media giant Reddit. The show is called Upvoted. That name is taken from the user action of upvoting Reddit stories that users have submitted. It's a mark of approval, and the most upvoted stories are placed at the top of Reddit pages. The Upvoted podcast profiles people featured in those upvoted stories. It is long-form, non-fiction investigative storytelling. Sound familiar? Well, it does if you were one of the millions of people who listened to Serial, the public radio podcasting hit whose first season ended in December. We can expect to see many more shows in this category attempting to ride on the audience demand that Serial revealed. Here's a bit of connected car news that got a lot of attention on our site. Automaker Hyundai released some details. The digital audio dashboard in selected Hyundai models in 2016 will be called Display Audio. It'll come in two flavors, Android and Apple. Significantly, Hyundai is ditching the CD player. That's a sign of the times for sure. The CD is fading into the past, even in cars. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, and so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.